Hello, my name is Vesa Juvonen, and in this particular demo, we're going to have a look on how we can create content types and site columns using the client-side object model or the app model patterns in general. So essentially meaning how can we create them without the feature framework and what is the recommended way of creating them using them the remote provisioning pattern. We kind of use an example from the Office 365 developer patterns and practices, and this particular example is underneath the scenarios. So if I go to the BNP address, the github.com office dev BNP, or aka ms/office dev BNP, you will actually land on the same location. Underneath the scenarios, we have quite a significant amount of examples. Scenarios means that they're using a core component, the BNP or the patterns and practices core component, which will increase the productivity of the developers. So the developers don't have to worry about certain, let's say, practical, the simple code or automated code. So the patterns and practices core component is encapsulating the or abstraction layer to minimize the needed code for your custom solutions. In this particular case, we're going to have a look on the core.content types and fields sample. And like for all of the patterns and practices examples, we have a significant amount of documentation here. But obviously, within this video, we will have a look on closer on the code and how things are actually working. And like mentioned, all of the scenarios, so this is underneath the scenarios, all of the scenarios are examples or solutions which are using the BNP core component. So they're demonstrating how to take advantage of that core component, which is increasing your productivity. And you're able to use that within your custom code as well. So let's move actually on the UI side of this solution. So what I've done is that I've pulled down the solution and I've already pressed F5 in the Visual Studio. So essentially this is the starting point. Like many of the patterns and practices examples, this is a provider hosted application and it's demonstrating a scenario. So therefore it's not really a production ready as such. It rather concentrates on showing something like how to create a content type or taxonomy field to the host web or create a list and associate content type to that one or localizations within the content type. So in real world, obviously this code would be relocated to your site provisioning or any other location where it's suitable. But in the patterns and practices, we want to have individual scenarios and we want to show you that individual capability in a simplistic possible way so that you can easily grasp and understand what needs to be done. Good, let's start with the scenario number one, which is to create a new content type. So I'm going to click the link more and test out scenario one, which will then redirect me on the scenario one page. And in here, we're able to see what the scenario is, or scenario one is all about. So I'm going to quickly zoom in slightly here, so we're able to have a look on the video more closely, what are we doing. So we're going to create a new content type using client-side object model. And then we are adding a new site column to newly added content type using CSM as well. In this particular case, we're able to associate our content type to any parent content type. And then we need to give it a name. I'm going to use just the randomly generated string, which is added there. And then we need to give it a extension or unique ID as well. The unique ID of a content type always has the parent content type ID in it. So this is the extension ID on that particular content type. So let's click that run scenario one button, which will actually start executing the code within my provider hosted application. And there we go. I have a breakpoint waiting here. So we're able to actually walk through then the code. So what we do here is that we first take a context or the SharePoint context, then we connect the host web. So from the provider hosted application, we take an instance to the host web and we kind of make a first check. Well, first set some of the properties, which we're going to do. So for example, what is the content type ID, which is now then the combination of the selected host host name. Or selected host content type ID and the extension which was actually in the page. So this is going to be now the unique ID of the newly created content ID. Obviously, we could just as well create this as we want. And since we are using that core component, what the core component actually does, it extends the out-of-the-box client-side context, client-side object model. So, for example, extends with the method of content type exists by name. So we're able to check if a content type with that name already exists within the site collection or within the site. And that's a unique name of a content type, so it doesn't actually exist there. So at that point, we kind of then create the content type. These are extension methods, like mentioned. So if I'm going to walk into that method, we're able to say that this is a code which is actually running or coming from the core component, and it's then using just the client-side object model again to create. In this case, it's creating the content type using the content type creation information option. But the whole point of this one is that you don't need to actually worry about all the basics and make sure that the other content types there, how are they there, and how they actually work. And we can further optimize this based on the community contributions, so without impacting your code. You're able to just call that method with the right parameters, and you will get a content type created with a specific name, with a specific ID, and the specific group. So you don't need to actually worry about which was the exact CSAM APIs to be made that happen. So what we also do here is that we create a new field. So we take an advantage of create field extension method in the core component, and we will use the field creation information object, which is a BNP core component field creation entity object. We will create that field, and that gets created, and then we're going to make sure that the field is actually successfully created, and we're going to associate that field to that content type which was also just created. And walking through the process and pressing F5, so we will actually see the end result within the UI. And like mentioned in here, created a new content type to the host web with the name of Contoso doc 635 and an extension with an ID of something else. And we can absolutely go to the site and double check that that actually happened. So I'm going to go to the host web, and then I'm going to go to the site settings and the content type gallery. There we go, site settings and the content type gallery within the site settings, web designer gallery, site content type. And underneath the Contoso content types, we will now have that unique Contoso doc 635 Contoso content type created. Pretty simple stuff in the end, but this is a really good practice because now we don't have any dependencies on the feature framework. We don't have any dependencies of somebody deactivating a feature, uninstalling a solution, and so on. All the content types are created directly on the site collection, so therefore they are fully contained within that site collection. And we can provision these automatically whenever the site collection is provisioned as well. There was a few other examples in this sample, so I'm going to go a few steps back. So we go to the selection. So we do have, for example, add a taxonomy field to the host web, and if you go there, we're able to see the functionality. So what the functionality is actually doing is that we're able to select which group, I'm going to quickly zoom in, which group and which term sets we want to associate this newly added custom field. So I'm going to actually select a Contoso columns, and let's select the term set to be classification. That's absolutely fine. And let's click run scenario. And again, we're taking advantage of those extension methods with which the core component actually provides. Immediately when you have a BNP as a reference to the BNP core component, these extension methods are available automatically. For example, you're able to check that if the field exists by name already within the web, and if it doesn't, like in this particular case, we can actually create that field. So we take an instance to the taxonomy store, we get the default site collection term store, we check that we're getting association to the right group and right term set, and loading those from our managed metadata store. And then we use a taxonomy field creation information entity to actually set those properties. There's our unique ID, internal field, internal name, I'm sorry, display name for the field, what is the group for the field, and then what is the term set we want to associate this element in. And then we're able to actually create the field by giving that entity object. And we don't need to worry about, again, the complexity of creating a taxonomy field. All of that is taken care of automatically. And the created new taxonomy field with the name Contoso taxonomy sample, and that's available now within the web. And we can actually go and make sure that that's now properly done. So let's go to the host web. Well, actually, I have it open already in the other tab, so I'm going to go site settings. And site columns. And then we created that Contoso taxonomy sample using the CSAM. And in the taxonomy example, we're able to then see that we have that right level of association to our taxonomy store, and it's a taxonomy field. So let's have a double check on that one as well. So we're able to see that it's a taxonomy field and it has an association to the Contoso columns and the classification underneath that group. So it's properly and successfully associated. And now whenever we start using this within the SharePoint list, we're able to actually see that taxonomy association created properly. Let's do one more scenario, which is the scenario number 3. The scenario number 4 is more about the multilingual stuff and multilingual functionalities. But the scenario number 3 is about how do we associate a content type to a newly added custom list. So I'm going to back away from the process. Here we go. Now we're in the root of the sample. So what I'm going to do is that we're going to create a list and associate content type to the list. The scenario number 4 is showing then the localization of content types and site columns. We're not going to do that one in this video, just to save some time as well. But you can absolutely go there and check that functionality out as well. So let's create a new list called video BNP video recording. And it's going to create a new content type. It's going to add a new site column to the content type. It's going to associate that content type to the newly created list. And then it's going to set that content type as a default content type to that list. So pretty typical set of functionalities. Oh, sorry, and let's zoom here. Pretty typical set of functionalities, what we're actually doing here, which we'll typically use to have or use. Actually, in the server-side code, we usually did this in your feature receiver. Because you could in the well, or then in the schema association. But you can absolutely do this within the client-side object model as well. So let's run the scenario number 3. We have a breakpoint waiting there. I'm going to quickly zoom this slightly bigger so you can more easily see what I'm actually showing. So we can actually create a new content type. We can check if the content type exists for that particular ID. This particular case doesn't exist, so we're going to create a new content type called literary doc based on that ID, which seems to be inherited from the out-of-the-box document content type. We're taking advantage again on the extension methods in the BNP core, so we're able to do something like web.listExists if the list already exists. If it doesn't exist, we're able to create a list with a single line of code as well. So web.createAList, and then we're going to actually create a document library with the name of that one, and the versioning, or sorry, enabled content type is actually false. So if I'm going to actually go inside of that method, I'm going to just zoom in the text slightly bigger. Well, actually, we went through that step already, but what happens is that it creates the list successfully. And in this particular case, we're taking an instance to that list just for showing this, and then we're setting the content types enabled true as well. And we're updating the list based on that newly added setting. Because we need to do that, so we're able to add that newly added literary document content type to that list. So let's double check again that the content type exists. We just created that one, so it absolutely exists on the web, but it's just showing the pattern. And then we're using the add content type to the list by name. So we're adding that content type to the list using CSAM. There we go. And then we're setting that content type as the default content type to the list using a once method as well from the core component. Executed the code, and let's go and double check that we actually were successful. So we should have BNP video recording a list created, and we can actually see that one in the recent menu, which was just created dynamically. Let's go double check the settings of that particular list. And in the list, if I click new button, I'm able to see my literary doc available in the list as well already. That's already a good start. And then if I go to the library section, actually in the fields, I can double check and click the new document. The literary doc is the first one in the list, so that's the default document content type. And if we actually go still to the list library settings, we're able to see that we have that content type and that custom column included. There's the content type literary document included in the list. And then obviously, as part of that one, did we actually add a new column to that content type? No, we didn't. Actually, the literary document didn't have a columns, so that would be visible in the columns list based on that one as well. But you're able to see that pretty much in a simple few lines of code, we're able to create those libraries and then create the content types and read needed site columns and then associate those to your site as well. And like mentioned already, obviously in the real world, you wouldn't be really expecting or asking the end users to code to this individual provider-hosted application to click a button. In real world, you would automate all of these functionalities as part of your site provisioning. So as part of the site collection provisioning, you would actually create the needed content types and fields, or you might take advantage of the content type hub as well, but then you would have to create the content types to the content type hub using one way or another. And that's all we're going to do in this video. So hopefully this is showing nicely how the content types can be created using the PnP core example. So thanks for your time.